It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So we do this every Tuesday and Thursday. You guys write into us with some dilemmas going on in your life. We read it on the air, and we try to solve it for you. And we love it because a lot of this stuff is super juicy.
It is. Like today.
It's juicy, right?
It is. Yeah. It's definitely, I think, something a lot of people can relate to.
So it's a very long letter that came in. I'm going to try to chop it down as I read it here. But it's funny because it is from an Angela, and I have joked over the years that all Angelas are hot. It's just kind of my thing. Every Angela I've ever met has always been hot, and here we go. This is truly a hot Angela. She says, hey, team, every year I get together with this group of six couples for a Christmas party. It's always been the highlight of my season. It's good food, drinks, company. This year, though, no invite. At first, I thought maybe they just forgot, but nope. Get this, a couple days ago, I found out through a mutual friend, when they let it slip that they purposely did not invite me.
Oh.
And I'm sitting here like, geez, what did I do?
Yeah.
Awkward.
That stings a little bit, right? Angela goes on to say, I'm a good person. I bring great food and even better wine. I'm fun. There's never been any Christmas drama in the past that I know of. I just don't get it. The only thing I'm wondering, is it because I'm single and they're all couples?
Yep. So take me.
Right?
There we go. Yeah.
Get this.
Take me, Josh.
She says, I hate to say this out loud, but maybe some of the wives feel threatened. I'm in shape. I'm blonde. I'm easy to talk to and good looking in a Christmas dress.
Did she send a pic with
and
that?
She said, ha, ha, ha. She says, honestly, I've always felt a little off energy from them. Like maybe they're worried that their husbands are enjoying my company a little too much. I'm not trying to steal anyone's man. I just like to joke around and have a good time. And yes, some of the hubs do enjoy my company. So she says, now I'm stuck in this awkward place wondering if I should confront some of the women and get some answers or just let it go and accept that I am off the guest list permanently. I really do enjoy my time with all of these couples, and I'm very, very disappointed this year. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, listeners, what do you think? Should I dig into this or just leave it alone? Am I overthinking and maybe they really just did want a couples party this year? Or is this classic mean girls vibe in adult form? Y'all, please help me out. And she signed it, Angela.
Oh.
Hot Angela.
Yeah. We're going to put hot before it.
That's right.
I feel bad for Angela. I feel like she should come hang out at our happy hour. We'll party
right,
with her,
yeah,
right?
Come see us.
We'll
no
hang
hate,
out.
You know, and
oh
wear that Christmas dress.
Yeah.
But what a predicament, like after all these years, you've been invited to this Christmas party, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, out of nowhere, they disinvite you or just don't even include you.
Yeah.
That's kind of an awkward situation.
I wonder who was inviting her. Was it one of the wives or one of the husbands all this time?
It had to be one of the wives, right?
I would imagine. Probably one of the wives.
And jealousy, the little green-eyed monster started creeping up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, as far as being a strong... confident woman. You know, I feel like my advice to Angela is you don't need that in your life. You don't need that kind of negative drama. And like, just based on that letter alone, I feel like she's a fun, unique person. And I don't think she should have to dim her light, for lack of a better term.
Look at you using all the cliches.
I don't think she should have to go into it making herself smaller to make other people comfortable. I hate that. Like,
I also feel like, though, she's
like
formulating all these scenarios in her head.
She could be.
You know,
she
where it could just truly be like, hey, it's a bunch of couples. Maybe Angela feels awkward because she never is with anybody.
Single person out.
So let's just have a couples party. Or is it truly because she's too hot and all the husbands want her?
She should show up uninvited. That's what she should do.
Ding dong.
She should go there.
The messages are rolling in this morning, and I feel bad because a lot of them are very negative towards her.
Yeah.
It could be because she was, like, kind of flaunting it a little bit. Let's see. Who was this? This was Reba says, oh, no. The wives are clutching their pearls because you're too pretty for their boring husbands. They said, she goes on to say, maybe they're just sick of your fun single vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be part of it.
Actually, Sammy in Denver wrote in and said, coming from someone who's single, I find myself more comfortable around other single people, mostly because the vibe is the same I'm looking for. And she points out, when you're single, you're almost always looking for a partner, whether you're conscious of it or not, and that can come off as flirty.
Totally.
So that's a really good point there, Sammy.
Friendly is flirty.
Yeah.
And guys are dumb, and they always think everybody
always
wants them anyway.
Always think they're flirting with you.
Wait, they aren't?
My gosh.
You want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Nancy was brave enough to call us. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
We're really good. What do you think Angela should do about her situation?
I think she should be catty and just show up without a bottle of wine and without any food and just have fun.
Oh, I like the way
Nancy,
you think.
Coming in hot.
She's like, I just heard this party was going on tonight. I thought maybe, you know, I'd just show up anyway.
Yeah. I just happened to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine, like, the friend drama that would happen at that point?
The jaws
would
drop.
She's lost her friends already, and she wants to create drama. Go big or go home. Right?
But do you think that's what it is? Do you think these she's truly lost her friends? Or maybe they're just behind the scenes saying, you know what, let's just have a couples party this year. Let's not worry about Angela.
Yeah, you know, but it sounds like she's been going for years. And so, you know, at this point, we're just too old for drama. So let's just go. Let's just have fun. And then go out with a bang.
I like your style, Nancy.
I do like your style, Nancy.
It's fun.
You're evil. Yeah. Hey, yeah, thank you so much for sounding
Thanks
off.
So much.
You're a rock star. Josh is grabbing some of the other lines. Kevin wrote in. Oh, he says, you just sound hot and annoying. Well, that's kind of mean. I do like another Angela that wrote in. She says, this Angela sounds like the villain in every Lifetime Christmas movie.
Right.
Everybody's jealous of my beauty and charm. She said, maybe you just drank all the wine last year and got drunk. Man, these are harsh this morning.
These are.
Really harsh.
We actually have from Ange, another Angela, if she's spending time with the host, a couple at various times of the year, and then no one invites him, I would ask him about not being invited. But otherwise, if it's just this singular event, she said, let it go. So
let it go.
Interesting.
Hi, Anne. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What do you think Angela should do about this holiday party situation?
Well, I think if I were her, I would talk to whoever's the one that's been inviting her this whole time. I would talk to them and say, hey, you know, I found out, you know, that's just rude, first of all. But being married 3 times, I know how men are. And you get a beautiful woman in a room with, they act so stupid.
They do. Oh, my gosh, Anne, they do.
They do. And it's embarrassing. And even though, you know, you're like, well. But it's just, so I understand both sides of it, but if I were, I would say something and then, you know, hell with them. If they're going to be like that, then, you know, find a different party to go to. But
I'm still trying to,
oh my God.
I'm still trying to decide, Anne, if I should be offended or not.
No, she's absolutely right. You get more than two of you together, it's like, what?
Oh,
not a brain between the two of you.
Whatever.
And especially if they, like, she listens to their boring stories.
I know.
God.
And then she laughs
Jeez,
at them.
Anne, you're piling on.
Boring stories. Hold on.
Being real.
But Anne, you've been divorced 3 times. Do you think maybe it was you?
I think that's the problem.
No.
Anne's just searching for the right one,
I'm just goofing
right?
with you, Anne. I love you to pieces. Thank you for calling us, Anne. Have a good day.
Anne, you were great. Bye. Oh, I love her.
Boring
she needs
stories.
A call back.
What's the common denominator in the 3 marriages there that failed? Becky says, honestly, this girl sounds exhausting. I'm too pretty. I'm too fun. I'm too generous.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of getting that feeling, too.
She says, maybe you didn't get invited because no one wants to spend the evening listening to your self-love TED talk.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so the more these messages are coming in, and the more I'm kind of reading into this, I think that maybe from Becky is kind of spot on, that Angela's maybe a little too confident and a little too full of herself, and she's around all these people that are locked into marriages and the day-to-day of marriage, you know, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
When you're around somebody single and fun all the time, and maybe the hubbies are like, hey, she's kind of fun.
We just got
a message from another hot Angela, and this says, if this Angela is so fun and attractive, there are plenty of parties that she can go to. Leave the boring couples alone and let them do their boring thing.
Boring.
Well, that's right, Angela. Come hang out with me.
That points out your friends' husbands are not your friends. They're your friends' accessories. I wouldn't have invited her back either. Oh, that's a good point.
That's a good
one. That's a good point.
All right, so what are we saying to her? Just let it go.
Let it go.
New friends.
Yeah.
Go have fun on your own.
I say go find a single friends group and go light it up. You're going to have so much fun.
Tear it up, hot Angela.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.